Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I'm just reading the contents.
Probably hearing another voice in the room, listeners, and that's...
Are you kidding? What? Am I normal? Family values. Those are important.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, that's, I think, one of the most important and often ignored things in life is family values.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hang on. You haven't even apologized to the listeners, yeah, to Danny, to anyone.
I've apologized to you guys, but unfortunately the microphone wasn't recording, so I wanted to wait until it started to apologize to everyone for being late, and particularly... particularly you, Danny, I'm so sorry.
You just said apologise for everyone being late.
Yeah. Yes, to everyone for being late, I said.
Okay. Actually. Francis wasn't here in the first half because he...
Well, look, I don't know how it happened, but I seem to have put this in my calendar as tomorrow morning at 10:30, so...
Shit, man.
So
this is our best guest.
I know.
And as I spoke to him on the phone, Francis was really freaking out. He was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I because, you know, it doesn't happen very often. Well, I mean, rarely do I
meet your hero.
Yeah. Yeah, do I get to meet you?
But this is fair to say, you're a real fan.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're a fan of me?
Definitely.
Really? Oh, wow.
Look how excited he's got.
I bet he wished he'd come earlier now,
yes,
didn't he?
God, can we do another hour after this?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're here with Danny Dyer. You're gonna what? Oh. You're gonna get naked? Are you also crying? Because you look like you got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm a bit welling up a bit. Can't believe Danny Dyer knows who I am. a bit starstruck now.
I've always watched Brendan Fraser.
Hey, have you?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hey, Danny, can I also?
So you probably remember in season one when Jamie wasn't there.
No, was you in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Season
everyone,
one, I was
everyone
ages
thinks
ago.
It. Everyone, who cares?
He's gone on forever, isn't
he? He wasn't one of the originals.
Well, who cares?
Was he not an original?
No, he's not. He saw that.
Spencer was,
but Jamie saw all the Twitter followers that everyone was getting.
And then he wanted Twitter.
And he's like, I want a piece of that.
I want a piece of that Twitter followers. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, can I also say, I said this at the beginning, you are looking beautiful. You're glowing. You're looking great.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, just
thank you.
Yeah,
I don't feel it, but thank you.
You do. You look wonderful. I've just gone.
You look good too, man.
Thanks.
It does look great.
Party.
It's the jumper.
Thanks, team. I moisturize every morning.
Is it with the needles?
I don't. He's lying. I don't.
What is it called? That
I don't.
Profilo. What? Profilo? What's that?
I had this thing. Right? I'm going to be honest with you, Danny, right?
Yeah.
I had this thing called Profilo, all right? Profilo is what? Basically.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, well, let me.
You wouldn't because you're so young. You wouldn't need it.
Yeah, well, I don't
but
need it either.
He is obviously.
I don't need
getting
it.
Getting on. He's getting a little bit long in the tooth.
You're a month older than me, so I don't understand.
Yeah, but.
Well, how old are you?
28, 5?
Yeah, but I
No, he's 31.
Yeah, he's 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Shocking, right?
I don't think yous were... thought yous were like 26, 27.
Yes. Really? How old do you think Francis was, to be honest, Danny?
No, I thought yous were like 26, 27. Well,
a lot of people say that, actually, yeah.
I just feel like yous haven't aged. Yeah. Do you know? Because you've just been stuck in the telly.
Because I've been using so much Botox. It just doesn't go. I had this thing called Profiler, right? Which is basically where someone said it's like putting moisturiser underneath your skin.
Which sounds like a great idea.
What is that?
But that's the wrong way to use moisturiser. We all know that.
It's to hydrate your skin. And you basically get an injection and it makes your skin hydrate.
Oh, like that. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I know. Was that your phone just went off, Francis?
No, it wasn't mine.
Okay. And so, yeah, this is what I had. Because I'm getting to the certain age, right, where 31 years old, I'm like focusing on like my health and different things like that. I went to a gut specialist.
Oh, right.
Have you ever done one of those things?
I would love to go to one of them because they sort of tell you what you're tolerant, intolerant.
Yeah. Yeah. And I found out that I'm dairy intolerant.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't eat dairy.
But have you been eating it your whole life?
Yeah, but I have real bad.
Oh, and you're also quite intolerant to foreigners as well. Did they tell you that?
He's lying, Danny.
He is. He's always going on about it on the tube.
He doesn't get on the tube. There's no way.
What do you mean I don't get on the tube? What is it? You don't get on the tube.
I do.
You do?
I always do. I love the tube.
Okay, what line is your favourite line?
Central. Get you there.
That's a good line.
It's a great line.
Okay, what's the purple one?
Huh?
Exactly.
The purple one?
Yeah. Purple one?
Yeah. Queen Victoria one.
What?
Isn't there a purple one? Piccadilly!
That's purple. Blue.
Why are you going
blue,
by Victoria? Colours as well?
Well, because that's what I do.
I know the northern, actually. That's the black one.
That's the black one. And then the brown one is Jubilee.
No, but that's Bakerloo, mate.
No, that's Bakerloo. That is Bakerloo. Hammersmith and City is pink, isn't it? Pink, yeah. What are we doing?
See, yeah, I don't, you started it.
If you want to test me on the colours of the tube, I will surprise you.
Okay, wait, Danny. So anyway, I went and had my gut tested, and yeah, it turns out I'm intolerant to dairy and things like that.
Oh, that's so rubbish.
Yeah. It was really awkward because what you have to do to go and get your gut.
You have to do a little caca.
Yeah. In a bag.
Oh my god!
And what? It says biohazard on it. Yeah.
Wow.
And you have to.
What, like the full on right. poo or just a little bit of poo?
Well, you can. There's two ways to do it. You can either literally shit in a bag if you want to do that, or you poop into the loo and then you spatula it out.
Oh, but do you know why? So it's because you're a cesarean section. Yeah. So basically, when you're born. Basically, a baby doesn't have a microbiome, so when it's being born in the birth canal, it kind of almost swallows the microbiome from the birth canal from the woman.
Yeah. Right.
And then if you're cesarean section, you don't get that you don't get the microbiome from the birth canal. So then you don't get the natural flora going into your gut. So you have various gut issues like IBS and stuff like that.
Francis knows a lot about the gut.
Do you know what? Because I was skiing recently, and it was a real topic of conversation. So I think I was telling them about your IBS.
Oh, IBS is a big thing, though.
Well, I know. Yeah. I wasn't saying like.
Yeah, he does. He makes fun of me.
No, I wasn't making fun of him.
He does. He dresses up in different outfits and shouts. He's got IBS down the street.
I think because maybe one of the guys I was skiing with kept going to the loo, and I was like, oh, you've got IBS like Jamie Lang.
Why would you have to name me?
What?
Why would you have to name me like that?
I didn't do it on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you did it just in open. Danny, are you allergic to anything?
Scallops.
Scallops?
Oh, yeah.
But those are so delicious.
So delicious.
Yeah.
The last two or three times I ate them, my skin was just like really scratchy.
Oh, no.
And like, it was coming. And I thought, should I try one more time? But I thought, no, probably not.
Maybe you were turning into a scallop.
Maybe. They taste so nice, though, don't they? They're a treat.
Like, so I've got a bone to pick for you.
Okay.
Never give 100% of your love to a man.
Oh, you're so deep.
90, yeah, that is true.
It's gone straight in.
90% gives enough.
Can we just set this up just very quickly? So Danny has... Well, Danny, you can say you've written a book, haven't
yes.
you?
Can
yes.
you wait, tell us about it? Was this not announced in the first half?
No, we were announcing it, waiting for you to write.
Yeah, we were waiting for you. Oh, it took ages.
Okay, so Danny, why don't you tell us about your book?
So my bookie is called What Would Danny Do? She doesn't know. She doesn't even know, to be honest. Like Jesus. Yeah. I would have been with Jesus back in the day. I've always said that.
Well, you'd been with him?
Yeah.
No, a follower.
He would have been my man.
Oh, really?
Jesus would have been your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you would have known him in the biblical sense.
100% would have known him. Anyway, that's another story. But
you would have slept with Jesus?
He didn't do all that, okay?
I reckon Jesus slept with everyone.
He was a hunk.
Yeah, he also slept with everyone. Of course he did.
He's Jesus. Yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
I thought Jack, cut quite a messianic figure. He came to spread the good news on Love Island. But wait, are we a fan of Jack now?
I don't have no problems with Jack. No? You just don't have an issue. I don't like not liking people.
You said you didn't like him, Francis, didn't you?
No, I love Jack.
You love Jack? I love him.
You've never met him. I know, I've tried to message him and he's never responded.
Do you know what?
Actually, I did send, I don't know if it was you or Jack, a message after you guys won and say, well done, the best couple won.
That's really kind.
No one saw it.
No one responded to me. But
can we also get your book is a Sunday Times top 5 bestsellers.
Mad, isn't it?
This is insane, man.
I know, that's
and it's
crazy.
Actually got some good pictures in it.
I know.
So if you don't know
my
how to read,
best friends.
Still.
But hold on, we got to talk about this because you've written a book. It's called What Would Danny Do? Mm-hmm. What is the sort of outline of the book?
It's like a girly guidebook thing. Because although I didn't want it to be such a an autobiography on me, because although I wanted the memories of me growing up and how I've dealt with situations, I'm so young, so I thought it'd be a bit weird me telling people everything about my life. So I just wanted to give the insight of my childhood, but then also add a little bit of funniness in it. Do you know what I mean? Like little tips and how to deal with things. And I wanted it to be a happy book, but then also talk about things that I went through, like my first heartbreak.
What was a girl guidebook.
What was your... Because you said in there, as Francis, right, he's still going through it.
Skimming it.
He said...
I'm a fucking salt. I got this.
That's what my mum says.
Yeah, really?
So it's like my mum tips in there.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. But you said that you only should give over 90% of your heart to a man, not 100%. And is that because you got your heart broken?
Yeah, and I think...
Is that an escape hatch?
No, I think
10%.
No, I think that you always should keep something for yourself.
Self-love.
Self-love. You always need to love yourself. And I think when I love someone, I love someone, I either hate them or
you're,
love them.
Yeah, you're like...
I'm all or nothing.
You're 90% or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I'll let you have that. That was good. You're proud of that today. But
when you keep back 10%, is that just like you keep back your
back
left leg or something?
No, I'm just keeping something back for myself. So if it goes wrong, then I know I loved myself and I left it for the right reason.
But is that the right way to do it?
Yes.
Is that because you've been hurt? You were hurt so badly in your first heartbreak.
Oh no, I'm totally over that now.
No, obviously you're totally over it. But isn't like that at the beginning? It was like, oh shit, that would suck because you maybe gave all of yourself over to it. So therefore, you kind of go, maybe I don't want to do that.
No, because I don't think I go into new relationships bitter. I don't like to do that. Like I don't
like every relationship is also a learning experience,
yeah.
Right?
But I just think you should always keep something back for you.
I don't keep anything back.
I know you don't.
I lay it all on the line, baby. That's what I do.
We've seen all your relationships unfold on TV, Jamie.
Jesus, today. Just getting at me like this and like that.
I want to know what's going on on the new Made in
Chelsea. I can tell you loads of things. You're going to have to
watch. I don't want to know, actually. I want to wait every Monday with my cup of tea.
With your cup of tea and just watch it. Wait, well, I want to say, you've written this book. It's Sunday Times best-selling list. That is insane. Who would have thought that you would be doing all
what
these
are you
things?
Trying to... Well, of course she could write a book.
Yeah, I know, but I could write. You wrote a book. It wasn't number 5.
Oh,
it was actually.
It was number 5.
No, I mean it was a bestseller. I don't know. Didn't know what number it was. But probably not number 5. I would say.
But aren't you not super proud of yourself?
Oh, so proud of myself. It was so overwhelming, like when it happened.
Isn't it so satisfying that you've like completed this thing and it's there
forever. I love it. I've got it in my house.
In 2,000 years, someone's going to stumble across this book.
They will. Like Jumanji.
Yes, like Jumanji. And then they'll be transported into the Love Island villa.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and then they're sort of in the Love Island villa back in time in 2017, 18.
I'd have to bury that somewhere then.
Yeah, but you should put it in a time capsule.
But Francis has put things in a time capsule.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I could imagine him.
I've got two time capsules somewhere. I've forgotten where they are.
What have you put in it?
I think I put a watch.
What?
Why would you put a watch in a time capsule? Why would you do
what
that?
What kind of watch?
Why would you put a watch? It's the last thing you'd want to put in a time capsule.
It was a tag. Tag.
I can't deal with you.
Okay, Danny, if you were gonna make a time capsule.
Oh.
If you're gonna make a time capsule, what'd you put in it?
Definitely not a watch.
Yeah, what would be
what
that?
What would you put in a time? Probably like things to remember me by.
What do you like?
Your book, obviously.
Yeah, my book would definitely be in there.
I'm surprised that wasn't your first.
I just don't know why a watch would be in there.
It's pointless. It's the most pointless thing.
Yeah.
It's
there's nothing. There's no meaning.
There's no meaning on it.
I also put a letter.
To who?
To my younger self.
To whoever opens it, obviously.
Okay, what would the letter say?
Don't open this till your birthday. The watch is for you.
That's quite a good one.
Dave, here we go. When you were younger, right? You know, you play that. You know, you had that game where talking like time capsule, what you put in and things like that. You know, sitting around a dinner table, who you'd invite to a dinner. Mm. Who were your heroes growing up? Did you ever have any heroes?
Oh, my heroes.
Your dad?
I think it's always going to be your mum and dad and stuff. And it means my nan.
Yeah,
I love my nan so much.
But you obviously have dinner with all of them regularly, right?
Yeah, all the time, every Sunday.
So, all right. If you,
I never really had like celebrity people that I was obsessed with. I loved Justin Bieber for a bit.
Yeah,
but I've never really had that role models that I was obsessed with.
Can I be totally honest?
Ariana Grande.
I was obsessed with your dad growing up.
Was you?
Yeah, I loved him.
Oh, love.
Just thought he was just
100% or 90%. You keep some back.
I thought he was just such a, and he still is such a, because you know, Danny Dyer Senior is pretty iconic, and I think it's, you know, you must get it all the time. People say that, but it's pretty cool to say that he's your dad.
You know, it is cool, but it's, I'm glad I've got a cool dad. Actually,
yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why is it important to have a cool dad?
Have you got a cool dad?
It's important. Yeah, my dad's really cool. He's the dude.
I can imagine sitting there with his cigars.
Yeah, my dad is not that cool.
No, he must be cool.
I don't. Is he that cool? I mean, he's not that cool. He has a boat. That's quite cool.
You just think material possessions are cool, don't you?
No, I don't at all. I don't think that at all.
He's got a catamaran, right?
He's got a catamaran, yeah.
Why are we never going on your dad's catamaran?
We can go on it whenever you want, buddy.
Let's go on it then.
He's cool.
Come on, Danny, let's go.
I'd
on.
Love to go
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, but the problem is Danny doesn't like the sea, so we can.
You don't
actually...
like the sea?
No, I'm scared of the sea. It's not like I don't like the sea. I just want to swim out in it. Oh. My nan literally got rushed out to sea once with her on her Lilo.
Friend of mine's dad.
Wait, hang on. She got.
She was on a.
It's
rushed
like being rushed to
sea.
Hospital. What do you
no,
mean?
She got sea
rushed.
Took her away.
She got rushed out to sea.
It's called the Riptide. Yeah.
Yeah, on the Lilo.
Who saved
her? Was it called the Riptide?
The Riptide.
Yeah. She got Riptide.
Undertow. Yeah. Basically, sucks you out to sea.
Yeah, she got sucked out in sea.
What happened to her?
Well, they had to get someone to get their little boat and pull her back in.
Was she still on the lilac?
Yeah, she's having a lovely time.
So my friend's dad was sailing across the Atlantic with a group of people, and it was really stormy, and they basically were all under deck, and they had to go up deck to bring down the mainsail, and so they all drew straws.
They were pirates.
So they all drew straws to see who would go on to the deck. So,
what year is this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is in like the 1930s or something.
Ooh, drew straws.
So then anyway, my friend's dad, I obviously drew the smallest straw, so he went up on deck. And as he was going up on deck, a wave crashed him over the side of the boat, and he was out in the sea. He was lost. He abandoned.
He found America.
No. He was out. He was out in the sea, and he's like, "All right, well, I'm done for." And then, just then, another wave washed him back on the boat, and he was back on the boat.
What?
You're lying.
He's lying. He's made up this story.
No, it's true.
He really.
No way.
It's true. It's 100%.
I believe that is
true. Yeah, he's told me the story as well.
That is so funny. I don't believe.
It's true.
He was suddenly back on the boat.
Yeah, he was back on the boat. Yeah. Away washed him back on the boat.
Danny, I just want to understand, because I've never written a book. What is the process of going into it? Does it take quite a long time to do these kind of things?
Yeah, it takes absolutely... Oh, God, my voice. It takes ages, because it was me and Lucy Cave...
who's great, by the way.
Who is amazing. Yeah, like, she's so lovely. So I've sat with her about 8 hours every week.
She's cool.
It was going on for months.
Eight hours every week?
Yeah. Like four times a week, I'd say, or three times. And we
so
just
you
talk
kind of,
and talk
you
and
kind
talk.
Of wrote it together?
Yeah, we did it together. Because she knew what she's a writer. Yeah. She knows what she's doing and where to put it all. And she really wanted to put my voice in the book. And it was so nice to actually... be quite open at first with her when she was asking all these questions, and I was a bit like, oh, I don't really want to answer these questions. I forgot I was doing a book. Because it's quite scary when someone's got a little dictaphone and they put it there and you're like, oh, okay, I've got to talk now.
So when I wrote my book, so my publisher said, oh, we've got this ghostwriter for you to meet. And I was like, all right, I was planning to write it myself. But I was like, you know, it was seductive, the idea of actually not having to write it myself. So I went and met with him. And
seductive?
Yeah. You know,
I love the word to you.
You felt sexy about it.
Yeah, I was
seduced by the idea of sitting on my sofa and not writing a book and making all the money for it.
He's also trying to sound like an author now. I was seductive.
I am an author, as we've established. So I met with him, and then he sent me back the first kind of two or three pages, test pages or whatever. And I was I read every word. I cringed. I couldn't.
Because it was nothing like you.
No, because he tried to like recreate my voice, and he just missed. But he's such a. So then eventually I just had to write it myself. And it was like 2 weeks before the.
No.
You're making it sound like a dissertation.
Yeah, so I wrote it in 3 weeks, maybe.
So you basically just cheated everyone.
Yeah. No, it's a good book.
No,
it is a good book.
Read this book.
Yeah, I'm going to read yours. Even though it's for girls, I think
you might get some tips.
My buddy Spencer Matthews, he wrote a book as well, and he had a ghostwriter at the beginning, and the ghostwriter wrote it
at the beginning.
At the beginning, because
in the middle and the end.
Spencer reread the book back with his family, and the ghostwriter had made him out to be such a misogynistic guy that he was like, this would ruin me.
I can't put this book out there.
But that's the thing. I think the ghostwriter, I don't know, I'm sure it's probably the same in the case with Spencer, but had obviously watched the show for research and thought that was like, you know, was trying to recreate. Yeah, but it was
the
just
character sort of
yeah,
thing.
But just didn't get this sardonic quality of my words.
I think it's quite lucky to get a good ghostwriter, and I was so lucky with Lucy. She was just great.
Well, this looks good. I mean, already. I mean, there's loads of words. So.
We can just go into any bookstore and go and get it, right?
Yep, you can go to the bookstores and also on Amazon.
Any good bookstore.
Any good.
Have you had to do a book tour yet?
I did one last year.
What do you think about it?
I was really scared. I thought no one was going to turn up. Like, you know, that anxiety of what if no one comes?
It's quite exhausting with the hand, like, right?
Oh, yeah,
signing.
My hand
your hand just hurts.
But it was brilliant. Everyone was so nice.
How many people did you have, Francis?
Well, in London, like, quite a few. But when I went to Ireland, to Waterstones in Ireland, and, like, 2,000 people queued up outside waiting for me to sign the book.
It's crazy in Ireland.
And
really?
And I had to stay for like 6 hours.
Mm, yeah, you're there for... And you can't just... Because they like will say you're there for 3 hours, but you have to stay the whole
time. No, yeah. Because you can't like say, oh, that's it. Look, you guys don't get your book signed even though you come all this way to get your book signed.
I totally get it. Hey, Danny, we left the end of part one on a cliffhanger.
We did.
Yeah, so we wanted to find out about Danny's personality, and I asked her a question. So I said to her, I asked Danny what her favourite animal was, and she said a hippopotamus.
Ah, hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Hippopotamus. The second
deadly.
One...
Deadly. Deadly.
Oh, no, but they are lovely and thank you.
They're one of my favourite as well. I love hippopotamuses.
I know they're deadly and they'd kill me, but I would have a little cuddle.
Yeah, that's what... So that's the thing, because you like a dominant...
oh my god, here he goes. Here he goes, going deep again.
So and then you like a dominant man as well, don't you? That's why it's your favourite.
So we don't explain. So hippopotamus is your favourite. Your second favourite is a giraffe. Mm-hmm. When you think of the ocean, you think of salty. And when you think of darkness, you think of sleep. So this is supposedly how you understand your personality. Your favourite animal is how you perceive yourself. So you're a hippo.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's strong. That knows what you want.
Oh.
You kind of, you're...
Deadly.
You're loyal.
Look
you're
cute, but maybe you're deadly. You'd actually, you'd murder someone.
You're very protective. Mm. Is that right?
I am.
Okay, second favourite animal.
Well, I've seen a speech.
Wait, you hang out in rivers?
No.
In Africa, no?
No, there's not many rivers.
Not many rivers. Oh, okay. Second favourite animal is a giraffe. That's your, what you think, it perceives your partner. So someone who's tall... And that's all right.
Spotty.
He's improvising this now.
Spotty.
You know what you've doing so well?
Well, a giraffe. I said giraffe are always in packs. They're a bit of a leader.
Actually, do you know giraffes are the gayest animal on the planet? They're all 75% of them have gay sex with each other.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So
how do you know all this?
You know.
What books do you read?
All books. That's why I'm going to read yours too.
Wait, so here goes to giraffe. How you perceive the ocean is how you perceive love. Salty.
Oh. Ooh.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
that is. Is this improvised?
No, it's not improvised.
That's totally. A different... That's not love, is it? That's lust.
No, but... no, but salty, that possibly means that it hasn't always gone smooth sailing.
Yes.
And how you perceive darkness is how you perceive death. And you said sleep. There you go.
Wow,
that's how you understand.
Deep, that was
deep.
Yeah, that's how you understand.
So, well, that's very. Yeah. So I guess
how you understand your personality.
Where did you get all these facts from?
Those aren't facts. I think that's more an interpretation.
Well, yeah. Someone.
I hate to break it to you, Danny.
I want to be able to do what you've just done to someone else.
Yeah, Danny, you can do it. Easy peasy.
Okay, I'll figure this out.
You just figure it out. Favorite
listen
animal.
Back.
Second favorite animal.
Yeah, but then you knew the. You know.
Yeah, but you just work it out. You just go, I just think it's
wait,
like that.
So wait, we didn't do the question of the week.
No, we didn't. That was my question of the week.
Should we do it? Should we do it now?
Okay.
Oh, he wants to get involved.
Okay, why don't you get involved, Francis? Let's do question.
All right. What?
He scares me.
Yeah, doesn't he? Imagine if he was on top of you, it'd be even scarier.
What was...
I feel so sorry for people. Literally looking at him and going, what is going on here?
Why are you thinking about me having sex all the time? Why have you always got me having sex on your mind? No, so the
yeah, here we go.
Okay, Samsung, right? You know the company Samsung.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was its first product?
Oh,
interesting. I like that question. Okay, Miss Danny Dye,
computer.
You are our guest, so you get to answer
phone.
First. Phone.
House phone.
The house phone.
What? They're very good. Okay, you're going to go for a house phone. I am going to go for microwave.
Microwave.
Why do you always laugh? Every single time you laugh when fine, I'm not going to go for that again now. Okay, I'm not. I'm going to go for the kettle.
The kettle? Samsung invented the kettle.
The electric kettle.
Okay.
The electric kettle.
All right.
The good thing about this, Danny, is normally we say this in part one and it reveals in part two, but because we're already in part two and Francis is late, we can have the answer now.
Yes. The answer.
He's now going to make it up.
To the question
the
of
Walkman.
The week.
The Walkman.
Not the Walkman, that's Sony.
Okay.
That's Sony.
Why don't you answer it?
Do you have a Walkman?
Why do you answer it in Danny's accent? Try and do it in Danny's accent.
I would love to Boot wash.
Samsung's first product was dried fish.
What?
Was it actually?
Dried fish, yeah.
Samsung's first product was dried fish.
Yeah.
Japanese?
No, it's South Korean.
Oh, South Korean.
I want your brain.
Yeah?
No, you don't. It's a dirty mind. You don't. You would want to get out of it in a heartbeat. You'd really want to get out of it.
You can just tell you got
look
eight stars.
Look at him looking at you.
Yeah.
I didn't get A stars in everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a few.
Hey, Francis, do you have your...
But I wasn't very like, you know, I wasn't like a good student at school.
Really?
No, I was a bit of a rebel.
No, it's true.
He actually was.
What did you sell, like the Lucozade in school? I bet you didn't have that in your schools, did you?
Sell Lucozade?
Yeah, we used to have that person in school that used to sell like chocolate, Lucozade and sweets.
Oh,
that's tame. That's tame.
Well, what do you sell? Hard drugs? What are you selling? Hey, Danny, listen, thank you so much.
But wait, it's not over.
Yeah, it is.
You haven't been here long enough.
You haven't been
here.
Yeah,
but we're doing another hour.
We have to. We can't take up too much of her time. She's a busy, busy girl. Yeah.
So do we actually get to keep this?
You
book?
Can have one,
can I
yeah.
give it to yeah.
To who?
Who?
To a girl.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know.
What? Do you want me to sign it to her?
Yeah, maybe could yeah. you? Could you?
After, I will.
Yeah, after this.
Danny, honestly, thank you. We are so excited to have you on, and sorry that I'm pestering you and stalking you without
I'm sorry,
you realising.
Your DMs.
I don't mind. Hey, it doesn't matter.
He's
one
going
bit.
Through your bins outside your house.
Yeah, well, there's 2 weeks' worth of them, so we knew that. Hey, Danny, honestly, you are such a star. You are as lovely as you come across on television in every single way.
Thank you. He's so lovely to
me. No, but it's true. Yeah. You really are, and it's so nice to meet someone because, you know, lots
the
of people.
I can't deal with the way he's looking at me. Yeah, he's turning to Otis from Sex Education.
Who's Otis?
You've not watched Sex Education?
No,
he's the guy who always wants to
what?
Lose his virginity.
Oh, really?
And also he's like socially awkward.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll watch it.
But Danny, honestly, you've got your book out. It's called What Would Danny Do? Get it on Amazon or in bookstores. You're also on Instagram, Danny Dyer. You've got loads of things coming up. Lots of things which are secret, but that's really exciting. I can't wait to see all you do. Listen, two things before we go. Firstly, can you please tell our listeners to subscribe?
Please subscribe.
There we go.
And also,
what we
swipe up.
Wait. You've got to explain why they should subscribe.
Because yous are amazing. You're funny, and I would stay for another hour for you too.
Really?
Okay, all right, lock the doors.
All right, then let's keep going.
All right, fine. We'll release a couple of episodes.
You said like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who's the definitely. Cheese? Who's the chalk?
I would say you're the cheese.
There we go.
I'm the chalk. I mean, chalk is good.
It's great.
It's useful.
So
what are you going to do with cheese?
Eat it.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not going to be
able to... What are you going to do with cheese? Write it on a blackboard.
Yeah, write a book.
You've got the knowledge.
On a blackboard.
Exactly.
Rub it out before you finish it.
I'm not going to write a cheese blackboard.
Right. Hey, Danny, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh. You want me to say something inspirational?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to tell you about that.
I know, I'm trying to have a little think now. Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Stay calm, Danny.
I can't deal with Francis. I can't deal with him.
Do you know
how
what?
Do you actually
also,
work
when
with
you're
him?
Sleeping at night and you hear that from this corner of your room, you're going to be freaking out. Stay calm, Danny.
I don't actually know what's inspirational.
You don't need to. From your heart, what have you followed? You know this. You got this.
I think that everything happens for a reason.
Love that.
I always listen to Ariana Grande.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
Favourite song?
Oh. All of them, to be honest. I'm trying to think. Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Go on.
How does that one go?
I'm not singing it to you.
Go on, Francis. You know.
Why not?
You sing it.
Lead us out by singing it.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
What is he doing?
But shake it all about.
Danny Dyer, thank you so much. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.